Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We want to share in today's program, we're going to be talking about Jesus. He's wonderful to talk about.
That's a good thing to talk about.
That's a great thing to talk about. And we're going to be talking about how he wasn't just, the ultimate sacrifice, right?
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't just the great high priest, but he was also the great sacrifice, mm-hmm. And I think that oftentimes when we look at the Lord's life, we just maybe overlook some things. We just take some things for granted. We kind of fast forward. You ever read something where you're not actually reading the words, but you're implying something in the story that wasn't there, where mm-hmm. you fast forward uh-huh. it in your mind? It's like, well, did you read that? Go back. Is that what that says? I'm like, well, not exactly. Mm-hmm. It's like we injected something into the story that wasn't really in the story, but our mind was moving faster than our our ability to understand what we're right. reading. And one of the things that we tend to forget in terms of talking and thinking about the Lord is that Jesus, fully God, fully man, had process in his own life to fulfill his destiny. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes that just escapes us because we, God, Jesus,
yeah.
right? But he left his deity in heaven, right? I like to say, and this is, not the best analogy, there's never really great analogies, I think, when you're talking about the Lord, but if you will allow me here some room, he left his Superman cape, if you will. He laid that down and walked as a natural man, as Clark Kent, if you will, on
right,
earth,
right.
empowered by God, mm-hmm. empowered by the Father. But if you attribute all his miracles to his Godhead, then you think, well, that's just Jesus. No. He was fully man at that time and walking in an amazing unity with the Father.
Mm-hmm.
And he never did or said anything that he didn't see his Father doing. And so, right. But he had process in his life and there was a role to play. God the Father had a role for Jesus to play. And that role was God's idea. You know what I'm saying? It's mm-hmm. like, this is what's going down here. And it's important that we look at this in perspective. But I think that the true secret to success in God is what Jesus did. I don't think he planned everything out that he was going to do. I mean, mm-hmm. when I look at the scriptures, I see him in complete submission to his Father. Mm-hmm. And I don't see Jesus as making up his own agenda and saying, I'm going here, no. I'm doing this. This yeah. is,
He said all he did was what he heard his Father tell him to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was it.
And so a good recipe or secret to success is, hey, follow God. You know what I'm saying?
Always good.
Follow God. We don't need plans that start in our head. We need plans that start in the heart of God. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people have good ideas, but they don't have God ideas. And when you have, good ideas are not good if they're not founded in God.
Yeah.
It's just mm-hmm. an idea. And right. typically, if it's not, God's not in it, it's a bad idea.
Right.
what I'm saying? Doesn't matter how good you think it may be.
Right.
And so when we look at his life, we think, wow, Jesus, you're amazing. He basically, the Father's plan was unfolded to him, and Jesus followed the unfolding of his plan. And so he allowed the Father to instruct him. He allowed the Father to lead him. He allowed the Father to give him guidance. And it was because of his reverent submission that all mm-hmm. these things, God's plan, began to unfold.
Mm-hmm.
It was beautiful. I mean, Jesus is a perfect example for everything. And I'm so challenged in my own life, in my own walk. And when I look at the Lord, when I look at, the Gospels, and I encourage you, there's a lot of things that, we can read in the Word of God. There's a lot of things that would encourage us. And often I tell, folks that are just being discipled, hey, revelation is wonderful. And man, the prophets, Ezekiel, and, a wheel within a wheel. And, that is amazing, those encounters. That was amazing. And I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, maybe we need to just focus on the words in red right now. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? I know that,
Let's get back to Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. I know that revelation is amazing. And mm-hmm. You read the dragon and, the Nephilim, the giants. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, it was a good revelation.
Inside joke. But let's focus on the words of Jesus. And the Gospels are four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that give you amazing insight. And the Word of God says that there is not enough room. There are not enough books to contain everything that Jesus did. This is what the Holy Spirit allowed to be shared. But let me tell you, there is you will spend your lifetime and a thousand lifetimes just to unfold and get revelation from what happened in Jesus' life.
We're going to spend eternity with Jesus.
Absolutely, you know. Jesus even proclaims in the scriptures that, Father, he's amazed. He said, you've hidden these things from those who are learned, but you've revealed them. You have unfolded them to children. Yeah. You've unfolded them. And I think that's where we get our intimacy with the Lord, and we really get to go past knowledge, but into revelation. God, what are you showing me?
Right,
you know,
right.
What are you saying to me? You know, what are you trying to tell me through all of this? What's the rhema, you know, the revealed word? And the thing that just blows me away about the Jesus is his amazing faithfulness, man. He was just like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. Okay, Father, this is what I'm gonna do. He had no reputation for himself. He wasn't trying to build a ministry, if you will. He wasn't trying to build a following. He was just trying to be, and it wasn't trying, he was. He was just being faithful to the Father. And I think that's just absolutely beautiful. And he's a great, great example. But, you know, we're going to talk more about the role that Jesus played when you know, he walked on the face of the earth, and his role as a high priest. And what does all that mean? We're going to try to unpack that and talk about that, because, I mean, he's everything. I mean, he is everything. And you're going to be amazed as we just walk into this and just share a little bit and discuss the majesty and the awesomeness and the supremacy of Jesus. We were talking about how beautiful and amazing, Jesus is, and what he did. He prepared himself, his awesome just submission to the Lord. But we find that, you know, Jesus had a process. And, you know, God always had a process. And one of the things that God had was he brought in the priesthood. And the priesthood, the priests were to make sacrifices for sins. And then there was the great high priest, right? And Hebrews 5 tells us that there were certain qualifications to become a high priest, which is really interesting. And, you know, according to Hebrews 5, that the high priest is one that is selected from among the men. So he was part of the fellowship there, if you will. You know, he was one that was selected from among the men. You know, interesting that Jesus had came to earth and he was like us, right?
Right.
Then the other one is that he is appointed to represent them in matters related to God. So he represents, you know, the men. He stands between, you know what I mean? He represents them. And then he's to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. We're talking about the qualifications. We're talking about characteristics of a high priest. And then, of course, regarding his character and his nature, he is able to deal gently with those who are ignorant and are going astray, since he himself is subject to the same weakness. I mean, he's from among them. And I think about how Jesus, you know, was tempted in every single way. I mean, he was willing to come to earth and live his life just like us, so that he can identify with us. We don't have, you know, a high priest. Jesus became a high priest that can't sympathize with us. He totally understands. He understands what we are going through, the temptations that we face. He himself was tempted, yet he didn't sin. And he is able to represent us to God and say, hey, have mercy on Pat. I mean, no. Have mercy on John. They're a handful. No. And think about this. So the thing about the high priest is that they didn't take this upon themselves. They had to be called. And Jesus didn't take this honor upon himself. The Word of God says that God called him to be the high priest.
Right.
And in fact, that he called him to be a high priest in the order of Melchizedek. So Jesus was called. He didn't say, here I am. You know, by the way, I've got to end with the Father, you know, and the Holy Spirit. You know, I've arrived. No, that's not what happened here. He was called. He was called into the royal priesthood, and God wanted, think about this, God wanted not only him to be the priest, but he also wanted him to be the sacrifice.
Yeah.
See, wow. In the Old Testament, wow. You know, they'd take some bulls and some goats, and then they would sacrifice them for the sins of the people.
Mm-hmm.
But the issue there was that the sins, you know, they weren't eradicated. They were just covered, you know, with the sacrifice. They weren't fully dealt with. They weren't fully destroyed. They were just covered. It's almost like having a bad debt, if you will, right?
Okay.
And it's like, you know, the bulls and the goats, they just satisfied the interest. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? They just sat. They didn't erase the debt now.
Mm-hmm.
It just satisfied the interest and kept everyone at bay. It just kept everything going, okay?
Right.
But it didn't take care of the debt.
Mm-hmm. Right, it just covers it up.
It just covered it up and just kind of paid the interest. And God called him. God called not only to be the high priest, the one to offer the sacrifice, but he said, you are the sacrifice. I mean, you are the payment for the sin,
mm-hmm.
and you're also the one that transacts the payment. You know what I mean? So you can go to a bank, imagine, and it's like, you know, you deposit any amount of money, there's a bank teller there, but you can imagine that there could be a deposit there that's so big that the average person's not going to deal with. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? $1 trillion. They're going to call the highest person in there to take care of that. And it's like, no one was worthy enough to make this transaction. No one's worthy enough to handle the ultimate sacrifice, the ultimate payment for our sins,
mm-hmm.
except the sacrifice himself, Jesus.
Yeah.
Huh.
And you think about it, my goodness, you're so amazing that you were not only the price, but you actually transacted the payment for all of our sins. And I think, oh Lord, you're amazing. But Jesus had a process to get there. He had a process. And verse 8 of Hebrews 5 says he was heard. Jesus was heard because of his reverent submission. And although he was a son, granted, he was the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
He learned obedience from what he suffered, and once made perfect, he became. See, there was a process for Jesus. He had to learn, he suffered, and once he was made perfect,
all right,
he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey. Man, I'll never forget when I first read that. I was like, oh my goodness.
Mm.
Jesus was willing to allow himself to go through the processes of the Father, of the shaping, to become the ultimate sacrifice. Mm.
Wow.
And I thought, Lord, you are just so beautiful. You are so amazing that you would lay your deity down, if you will, and become the ultimate sacrifice for us. And not only were you the ultimate sacrifice, but you actually made it all happen. You were the mm-hmm. high priest too. You did it all.
Right.
Yeah.
And the things that we learn from his life is that he submitted himself to the Father.
Mm-hmm.
He was in 100% unity with the Father. He suffered. He learned. He was called. He didn't put himself into a place. He was called into a place, and he cooperated and yielded to whatever the Father wanted him to do and wanted to come out of his life.
Wow.
And he was heard because of his reverent submission. A lot of people pray prayers, but it's like, you know, maybe God's not hearing your prayers because there ain't no submission there. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly.
You want to be heard, you need to submit to God. Why would God answer your prayers if you're not even going to listen to him?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's up with that? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So God heard him. He had access to God because God knew that he had his heart. And it's just so amazing. And when we look at him and look at what he has done, we can realize that, you know, God has a plan for your life too. God had a plan for his son. It was to be this ultimate sacrifice and to be the high priest to transact the sacrifice. But he came to that point. He came to that point because of what he learned and what he suffered. And the same thing with us, that we can come and walk into the full plan that God has for our life when we are in reverent submission to the Father, when we submit ourselves to him, when we only say and do what God wants us to do, when we have no agenda, we say, God, have your way. I'm yielded to you. Give me the grace. I don't want to miss what you have. Help me to be like Jesus. Have your way, Lord.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network. which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.